Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to dial in here toll-free for the first time in, about 72 hours or something like that. The first time in a couple few days that we've had open phone lines here. It's kind of an unusual circumstance for Free Talk Live. With you tonight here, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Mark, what am I referring to when I say that for those just tuning into the show? Why are we just now opening the phone lines on an open line show for the first time in 72 hours?
The Texas Bitcoin Conference. We were there for two evenings. The show was done live on Friday evening. I believe Daryl and I couldn't tell you who the co-host was, but
Johnson.
Okay. Right. Awesome. And so the Saturday and Sunday we were at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. They were going to shut down basically at 6 in the evening so that people can go out in Austin and have a great time. Well, that's when our show would start, 6 Central Time. So right. We would be sitting in the dark out on a sort of deserted gangplank.
Didn't we do that last year at the Texas Bitcoin Conference? I mean, it was essentially, we did do the show live.
It was really busy the second night, though. Don't you remember all the interviews? We got all kinds of interviews. Yeah. So, no, I say that no, because we were out in the boonies and not in downtown Austin the first time. Everybody sort of stuck around.
So, yeah, people didn't have as much to do. They were not going out partying in the same way that they were this weekend.
That's correct. So, really the best thing for us to do, rather than sort of upsetting the union folks there at the theater and being sitting in the dark by ourselves, was to just do a show that was live to tape during the day with the interviews that we were normally going to do and not give out the telephone number.
Yeah, it actually worked out really well. It's the first time we've ever done anything like that on Free Talk Live. I mean, Free Talk Live's always been live every single night. But in this case, the circumstances really dictated that in order to do the best show possible, we essentially had to pre-record. So really what...
And it worked out great, and I thought it was great.
And it worked out great for multiple reasons. One, we were able to facilitate better for our guests. We didn't have to ask someone to come back. You know, when you're dealing with these Bitcoin movers and shakers, a lot of these guys and gals are very, very busy folks. Somebody like Eric Voorhees, who's a Free State Project participant and a big name in Bitcoin, you know, when he's got 15 minutes to do an interview, he's got 15 minutes right then. And, you know, asking him to come back at 8 p.m. at night
always goes badly.
You know, I mean, he's a very gracious person.
No,
he might have done it.
But there's the place
he's full Free Talk Live listener.
Busy, gracious people.
Or he
and
was.
Some are better than others, you know, as far as making it back.
Right. So that was the primary reason to do it that way. And so what we ended up doing was just sort of throughout the day, basically from, you know, 9 in the morning through 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon Central Time, we were just recording interviews all day. And we even, actually yesterday we did more interviews than we could have even put on the radio show. So we threw the rest of them on the end of the podcast as sort of an after show. So podcast listeners actually got even more content from the Bitcoin show, the Texas Bitcoin Conference, than the radio listeners did yesterday. So I think it really worked out. Obviously, though, it did mean that we couldn't take phone calls, which during these live events, hardly ever do we even get them during live events. And then when they do, it's just like they kind of stick out like a sore thumb. They're not really usually on topic. Sometimes they are. Sometimes people will call about Bitcoin and they'll ask Bitcoin-related questions. But then again, you know, you can do that tonight if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Father Derek J., I need to ask for dispensation, though.
From me? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I can't ask Ian. He was involved. So the problem is that we have said on Free Talk Live that we have done a live program every day for, I think it's been like 3 or 4 years, like going on 4 years. We've done a live show every day and then a live show every show because we weren't doing a Sunday show back then.
Right.
prior to that going on for several years. So that it has been a very long time, basically since I think Ian had his episode where he had to go to the hospital was the last time we did a recorded show. And so we did a recorded show over the weekend, but we did it the day of. So we did a program. We've done a program every day.
We did 3 hours of radio that day.
Yeah, but we didn't do it exactly live. It was live to tape.
Mm.
So how do we say we've done a program every day, or are we allowed to say live because it was live to tape? I mean, exactly how it goes.
What it boils down to is, was there editing involved?
Well, editing, there was a couple of times there was some microphone issues that we had with horrible popping
noises.
The
soundboard went out. I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, when things are live, you just keep going.
We didn't do that. Yeah, well, we did keep going. We didn't stop the recording at that point.
All right.
But, like, let me give you an example.
But then the editing happened later.
Let me give you an example of this. So at a couple points, the soundboard we had there, it's old and it's kind of on its last legs. And there were a couple of times where my mic just dropped out. And then in order to get it to start working again during the segment, because I didn't stop, I had to sort of pop it back in by turning the gain up all the way on it for a moment.
Got it.
And that solved the problem, but it also meant there was a huge, like, pop noise that was very, very loud and obnoxious.
Yeah.
So I did take that out. And then further, there were a couple of times where the interview went a little too long. And so when we were doing, we're doing segments, they have to be very, very specific lengths on Free Talk Live. So in that case, I did go back and clip out some of sort of the vamping portion where, I get on, that's the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's a beautiful day here in Texas, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I didn't actually cut the, I tried to avoid cutting any of the actual meat of the content.
All right.
It was edited slightly in a couple of instances.
I'd say
three or four times.
Forgivable. That's a forgivable offense.
Yeah.
Just this once.
I gotta say,
you're both forgiven, my sons.
If you disagree, I really would like to hear what your thoughts are at 855-450-FREE.
I don't really care.
It's been painful for me.
You can call, though, if you want.
Emotionally, it's been painful for me. The Free Talk Live wasn't live.
That's punishment enough, Mark.
Yeah.
That it's been painful for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't punish you any further.
It didn't bother me.
Chris Cowan comes out to have a great time and see us, a listener.
Oh.
He specifically said, I came to see the show live. When are you guys doing it? I'm like, we've been doing it.
Yeah.
You should watch. And
it's not a good also, that's another thing that worth mentioning here about this live show that we were doing, or this live-to-tape show, is that when we're at this event, at least in this particular case, we didn't have an audio system, and we had in some cases, in some of these Bitcoin events, they'd actually put us in front of a room, in a large room, and, hooked us up to their audio system, and we actually did have amplification. But this was one of those things where, we're traveling across the country. Ain't no way I'm grabbing a humongous speaker and, hustling that through four airports or whatever, and then just to bring that down there. So it would have been very hard for anyone to really even listen to the show as it was being performed there.
So sometimes it was the ambient noise was so loud.
Right.
Derek J., we would have to get on the microphones with the headphones on to really communicate with each other across the table.
Just even have a guest hear us, because we're outside in this hallway area, and it was very noisy.
That's cool. I love that effect on live events where you can hear the ambient noise of a large crowd.
Yeah,
I love that.
I think it's fine for the listener of the show because the mics cut out most of it, but you can still hear it in the background.
You know,
I like to be able to hear that.
Right.
You know, puts
it
my mind
live.
Yeah, in the right place.
Yeah.
But it doesn't
that
work
very
for
realistic aspect.
But it doesn't work for somebody who's even standing 10 feet away and just sort of watching us perform the show.
Right.
So, fans of the show. For somebody who's a fan of Free Talk Live coming to this, it's cool to meet other people who've listened to the show, and you meet Ian and Mark, and hopefully you have a good time at the event. But you wouldn't be able to sit there and watch us produce the full 3 hours like you can at, like, like Pork Fest or the Liberty Forum, for instance.
Those are great fun.
Yeah. So actually, you know, turned out we didn't even need our live equipment. We needed the mixer and a laptop and some microphones, but you know, we have this little box that we use to broadcast to our network when we do a live show. We didn't use it because we were just uploading segments to them.
Well, aren't you guys just Boy Scouts of the audio world? So prepared.
It's good to be back. It was a lot of fun. The Texas Bitcoin Conference was a killer event. They really did take it to the next level this year, and that's what I was hoping for. So they pulled it off.
Cool.
Yeah, so check it out. It's going to happen again. We were told that by Paul Snow.
Yeah, it's exciting.
The organizer, TexasBitcoinConference.com. They've got video. They had a really nice video crew there, and I think the videos are going to turn out really good. Plus, Mark, you and I ended up on a panel unexpectedly on the last day. So that was fun. It was kind of a media panel thrown together at the last moment. 855, 453 with Ernest Hancock and Anthony DiOrio and a number of others. There's more Free Talk Live on the way. Open phones.
This is a message for everyone suffering from acid reflux. Right now, Zymbiotics is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of a new breakthrough that actually cures acid reflux. That's right. We're giving everyone who calls in the next 10 minutes a free full-size trial of this life-changing discovery. Just call 1-800-939-5356. If lines are busy, try again. This is an exclusive radio-only offer. Zymbiotics is our number one product for acid reflux, and there's nothing like it. Powered by all natural doctor-recommended ingredients, it's scientifically designed to cure acid reflux the healthy and natural way. But you can only get a free trial by calling now. Take part in this special nationwide giveaway and see the results for yourself. If you want to cure your acid reflux, call now to participate in this special nationwide giveaway of Zymbiotics. For your free trial, call 1-800-939-5356 in the next 10 minutes. Hurry, supplies are limited. 1-800-939-5356. 1-800-939-5356.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. And there's actually stuff to talk about here. I mean, we haven't talked about anything in the news since we were here last week, so we'll get into that. This Illinois religious freedom so-called news story is all over the place, so I want to jump into that here shortly. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype back now as well because, again, we're back in our Keene studio, so if you can Skype in, you should do that. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And you need to protect yourself online. That's just so important these days with, you know, the NSA, with people sniffing your packets when you're out at, like, let's say, a coffee shop. Somebody's trying to steal your passwords.
They're going to ruin your life if they do that.
Your internet service provider is even saving, many of them are saving your surfing history sometimes for years. So you can stop that from happening by encrypting your data connection. This adds a huge layer of protection to your internet access. ProXPN does that, and you do it by getting their app for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android, and Linux. And then once you've got the app, you connect to the internet through ProXPN. Well, you're already on the internet, but you then connect to ProXPN, and they encrypt your connection. And there's with ProXPN's with their premium account, there's unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can even connect to a server outside of the United States for even more security. The ability to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. And you can get all this with a premium account for a sweet discount with code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off the price of the annual account, which, by the way, that locks in the discount for the lifetime of the account. So when you're ready to go into year number two, you still get the same great deal. From proxpn.com/FTL, that's proxpn.com/FTL. Promo code is FTL50. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and you get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. proxpn.com/FTL. Promo code FTL50. Before we go on, just want to welcome our newest radio affiliate, KWOR-AM 1340 in Warland, Wyoming, which is our first Wyoming radio station.
That's so.
Hooray. I believe there you go. Ever to take
the show. It's a big state.
It's a big state, but not a lot of people living there. Mm-hmm. And so welcome. It was a second place state in the Free State Project choice. For those who are in Wyoming and don't know about the Free State Project, it is the reason we moved to New Hampshire, those of us here who are in the studio tonight, because the concept was to concentrate libertarian, liberty-minded people all in the same area. So we can get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. Wyoming was the second place out of 10 states, and New Hampshire overwhelmingly won. So I'm sorry to say Wyoming was not a close second, but it was nonetheless second place. And so it deserves an honorable mention for that. So
they also had some people that did move there for the Free State Wyoming.
Free State Wyoming is happening. That's true. So welcome.
It had happened. I don't know that it's still happening, really.
So welcome and good morning to our Warland listeners, because we are on morning drive in Warland for 1 hour. They had the Dennis Miller show on previously, and he has decided to throw in the towel and give up on doing radio. And so the program director there, Mike, decided he was going to go with Free Talk Live. One of the reasons for that is, he likes the show. But besides that, we're flexible. A lot of shows in the talk radio business, if they do 3 hours, you have to take all 3 hours. But with Free Talk Live, if you just need an hour, you can take an hour of the show. So I was told they are taking our first hour, so wanted to say hello to the new listeners in the mornings, which is cool.
Hey, Wyoming!
Yeah, we've never been on in morning drive on, national radio before. I mean, we're technically on in morning drive just by default in, like, you know, Africa or whatever, or Kuala Lumpur or some Thailand. You know, no FM AM radio stations.
Aren't we on in Guam? What's our time frame there?
That's a good point. Guam. I guess I don't really think of Guam when I think of the United States, right? I mean, it's
You should. They got their own quarter when the different states were coming out.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this Indiana religious freedom. So-called legislation, Derek J. You've got a story about this. Actually, I've got like five different ones. There's so much in the news about this. It's just been blowing up my news feed.
A lot of people talking about this. Well, Indianapolis joins Guam in the list of states that got its own quarter.
Indianapolis is a city. Indiana.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, my mistake. So Indiana
the
got
polis
one.
Is the thing that,
I'm reading from an article that's from the Associated Press, and it was published in Indianapolis. So just out of the corner of my eye. But here's what's going on. Indiana Governor Mike Pence on Thursday signed into law a religious objections bill that some convention organizers and business leaders have opposed amid concern it would allow discrimination against gay people. Oh, no.
And you are gay, by the way, for listeners that don't know.
And I'm for discrimination. So I'll explain. I'll explain because I want to know. Well, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
From the article, CBS Chicago, Indiana is the first state to enact such a change this year among a dozen where such proposals have been introduced. The measure would prohibit state and local laws that, quote, substantially burden the ability of people, including businesses and associations, to follow their religious beliefs. So Pence, this governor, he's a Republican, and he backed the bill as it moved through the legislature and spoke at the State House rally last month that drew hundreds of supporters.
Republicans love the idea of liberty once they start losing in the courts. You know, like, they absolutely don't want you to be able to get married. They don't want people of the same sex to be able to get married. But once they can, then they want people to have religious freedom, not
to discriminate.
To discriminate against them.
Yeah.
Now, I've got to say, I want people to have that freedom to discriminate if that's what they want to do. I don't think, as a devout Christian cake maker, that you should be required to make a cake for a gay wedding. For one, they're not going to eat it because they're going to be afraid of what you did to it. So that therefore, it's just some kind of political statement to force you to make their cake for them.
Yeah.
But any more than I think a black bakery should have to make a big rebel flag cake. I don't think you should have to do it.
Okay.
It's none of it, I mean, look, I would prefer not to do business with you. Thank you very much. And that's all you should have to do. However, the Republicans really suck on this issue. They really suck. The fact is, the conservative types were the ones that instituted the marriage license in the first place to keep blacks and whites from getting married. And it's got a long – that's the purpose of the license. The license is when the government comes in, takes your right away, and then sells it back to you. Marriage licenses cost money. They also wanted to make sure that you got some kind of syphilis test. All these things that they had, none of their business. Should have never been involved in the first place. The government shouldn't have had marriage licenses. But since they did, we can make sure them gay folks can't live together. And, well, I guess they're living together. Well, we can't have sex. So I guess they're having sex. Well, they can't have a piece of paper and visit their loved one in the hospital because Jesus.
Sick.
Hey, so they're being a little two-faced about this one. Like, I wish they would just take the stance that, you know, hey, we don't like gay people and we want the ability to discriminate and that's that. But here they are, you know, at a rally that drew hundreds of supporters, and then the governor signs the bill in a private ceremony.
All right, there's more to say about this, a lot more, so stand by. We'll come back with that. If you would like to comment, we want to hear from you first and foremost. So, of course, your calls come first here on Free Talk Live when we have access to the phones, and that's what we do now, unlike over the weekend. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. And these days, a lot of people have smartphones and a variety of other power-sucking devices that just, you know, before you know it, if you're using it at all during the daytime, it's dead.
Right. I mean, I remember when you'd have a cell phone and you'd forget to charge it. And the next day, you'd still have some power.
You'd make it through part of the day.
It'd go like 36 hours. Mm-hmm. But now with smartphones, you're lucky if you're using the thing, it can go as short as 4 hours during the day, maybe even less than that.
It really could. But if you've got the Pocket Power Plus, then you're all set. in some cases, for days. You can recharge that cell phone multiple times. The Pocket Power Plus is a breakthrough in portable power technology. And if you get stranded in an airport or in your car, you just want to go off-grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. You can run electronic devices for hours, even days in some cases. It can even, in certain circumstances, jump a car. And this Pocket Power Plus, it's not just a battery pack. It even comes with sort of a like a leather-bound pack full of cables and, you know, adapters.
Yeah.
So this thing will likely connect to pretty much any device that you have. It even includes the jumper cables. So best part is listeners of Free Talk Live, that you can go and get the Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's yeah. PocketPowerPlus9.com.
If you want the more than half price deal, you've got to go to PocketPowerPlus9.com.
And you can even get a better deal, save more, by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's FTL. It's a great source of backup power. And no joke, it really does fit in your pocket. So PocketPowerPlus9.com. So our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Derek J., you are telling us about sort of the basics on this Indiana so-called religious freedom law that I don't know if I support it yet. I support the concept of it. I don't know if I support it yet or not, because Darryl W. Perry has written an interesting sort of detailed analysis, or at least his opinion, his interpretation of the actual wording of this law. But the idea, at least, if it actually does what it's being said to do, which is gives people the right to deny someone to do business with them based on their religious beliefs, then I don't oppose that. I think that's an okay idea. I think that people should be able to discriminate in their business. I don't want to go to a business where there's a bigot running the business. I don't want to go to a business where a racist is running the business. And if the bigot or racist person is free to be who they really are, and they're free to tell somebody, if they're free to say to you, Derek J., let's say you wanted to get a gay marriage, if they were free to say, no, I don't want to perform that ceremony, or no, I don't want to make that cake for you because I don't like gay people, then I would want to know that information. I would want them to be able to communicate that to you, to where you could then turn around and go post on Facebook or social media or get on Flaming Freedom, your radio show, and talk about this, so that way other people would know that the business is being run by someone who is a real jerk, and hopefully it would affect their business in a negative manner. Right now, if they have to kind of keep it under the radar and, you know, not admit publicly, you know, what their beliefs are, then we don't know who the bad guys are.
Yeah.
That's, oh, sorry about that. Let me get, fix your mic. Try now.
Yeah, the market will fix whatever sorts of problems there are with bigotry, because, you know, I think with gay people, you've seen in the past where it used to be illegal to have gay bars, like being gay in a bar was a crime in some places, and the underground black market solved that problem. A lot of the first gay bars in America were run by the mob.
Yep.
Really?
Now, this isn't the kind of people, the mob, right? Like, you don't think of them as being real gay friendly. They are, however, friendly to
gay people have money,
making money, and you know, they're gonna look for ways that you know, in areas that are prohibited to make money. And that's how it goes on over and over again. So
Indiana prevents business or allows business owners to discriminate against gay people. Well, the mob just might move in and make their gay cakes.
Wow. Okay. Tell me more about this.
So the law, as I mentioned in the last segment, was cheered on by the Republican governor. What's his name? Pence. Something Pence. Mike Pence.
Mike Pence.
And then, I think this is kind of sneaky and low, the governor signed the bill in a private ceremony, which, all right, you don't have to make a big stink about every bill you sign, but if you're going to have rallies in support of a bill and then sign it in some secret back room,
hey, you think he'd want the attention.
Yeah, it looks two-faced to me. Here's Pence in a statement Thursday saying that the bill ensures, quote, religious liberty is fully protected under Indiana law. And I'm partial to his language here because, yeah, liberty being protected. It's not like he's suggesting that rights come from the government, you know, that you have the right, you naturally have the right to discriminate against other people. That's innate in your humanity.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't have to claim it's your religion, right? Like, this
yeah.
is sort of an end run around. It's sort of a quirky way or an unusual way to restore the freedom to discriminate. But it's not true freedom, right? Like, if you were an atheist, then you would you be able to, you know, discriminate? You'd have to claim you were religious, right?
Good question. According to Pence, quote, "The Constitution of the United States and the Indiana Constitution both provide strong recognition of the freedom of religion, but today many people of faith feel their religious liberty is under attack by government action." And I can sympathize, though I'm not religious. I hate it when government bureaucrats get in between people and their choices. You should have all the choices you want, even the freedom
even
to make
choices.
Bad choices.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Let the market decide.
So reaction to the decision was swift and divided. Indiana Right to Life president and CEO Mike Fichter praised the new law, saying...
What the hell is the Right to Life guy coming out and praising this law for?
Oh, what's he going to say? We'll find out.
He said it would give abortion opponents legal recourse if they are pressured to support the procedure.
Huh? Okay. So, abortion opponents would be, they have legal recourse if they were pressured to seek the procedure.
No, to support it.
Support
the procedure. I don't know what that means.
So if you're talking about a doctor, for instance, or a nurse that is forced to participate in an abortion, they wouldn't be forced. And this is another thing for, like, instance, pharmacists have been forced to give the Plan B pill, which isn't an abortion, but you know, it's more of a blocker. But anyway.
Would it also work for, in theory, then, would it also work for a doctor who didn't want to perform a circumcision as well?
Well, I don't – how many doctors are forced into circumcisions?
Well, of course, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing, right? The theory is that if you don't do so, without this law, that if you don't perform whatever service it is that a customer wants, that would be illegal without this law.
I feel like there should be different rules for business owners and employees, though. Like, I would want to be able to fire an employee who doesn't do what I ask him
to. Hear,
hear. You know, and so even if it's a religious pharmacist who's like, well, I don't want to administer the Plan B pill. It's like, sorry, you work for me. You better administer it. I'm sorry. Or find a new job. It's not, you can't claim religious exemption on something like that.
I suspect there are going to be a number of court cases as of this.
Well, if you do want to claim religious exemption for something like that, I would hope you would start your own pharmacy where, you know, you would have the right as the business owner to decide how things get run.
That's a fine idea. Of course, it's probably not too easy to start your own pharmacy, what with all the legal stuff, you know, laws, hoops to jump through.
It certainly can be done. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but, you know, I mean, this is, see how complicated it is? People have such complicated ideas around freedom, but I've got to be able to force somebody to do something. I mean, where are my laws? I need my laws. I got to be able to force people to do stuff. Just leave people alone.
Yeah, I think there's you know, probably going to be some unintended consequences of this law, and according to Daryl W. Perry's analysis, it may not be what people think that it is.
Huh.
Now, so, I mean, he's not a lawyer, but, you know, everybody's got their opinion, and all the lawyers have different opinions about this, too. So, you know, ultimately, what the Indiana Supreme Court will have to say, or the U.S. Supreme Court, remains to be seen, but you can expect that some various aspects of this will be challenged. Let's talk more about it here. We'll bring back Daryl's interpretation. Yours is welcome, too. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, I've got Cato and their interpretation of this as well. Their viewpoint is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie.
What does that mean, anyway?
GEICO Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you can save.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We are here to take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Of course, we're talking about the Indiana so-called Religious Liberty or Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Does it even do what it is being cracked up to do? Daryl W. Perry, our Friday night co-host, is skeptical. We will share his opinion about it here with you in just a moment. You can also join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE.
CHWine.com. We got a shipment of Cameron Hughes wine, and we had a little wine tasting.
When are we
here.
Getting our next one? That's what I want to know.
Well, there's a great deal. There's a really awesome deal I can tell you about, buddy. But, you don't just get free wine because you talk about it on the radio. Go to CHWine.com, and you can enjoy what we enjoyed, which was high-end wines that Cameron Hughes gets from the best vineyards in California and around the world. But he does concentrate in the Napa Valley. And these are high-end wines, and what he does is he buys their overstock. If you're going to make a product, obviously you're going to make more than customers need, generally. And so he buys the extra, he bottles it up under his label, and sells it at an incredible discount. So you can get high-end wines that go from, $50, $70, $100 a bottle for between $12 and $20. It's really great, and we have a discount code. Now, the first aspect of it is free shipping. Wine's liquid, liquid's heavy, shipping it is expensive.
It's huge. It's a huge deal.
So you get the use coupon code FTL and you'll get free shipping. But for a limited time, and we've been telling you it's a limited time, you can save up to 20% off on selected wines. So there you go. Go to chwine.com, and there's a microphone in the upper left-hand corner. Click on that, enter our special code, FTL, FTL is in Free Talk Live, and get free shipping and up to $20 off, 20% off, of these high-end, great wines.
Select wines, not the entire inventory, select wines.
That's true.
But it's free shipping on all of the wines when you use code FTL.
And it's accurate to say up to 20%, because, right, like it's 20% off on select and then not 20, you know, lesser on other things.
I guess. Up to suggests, I don't think you can include zero and up to. I mean, if there was a wine that was not discounted at all, but just, you know, the regular super discounted price, because the regular prices are already discounted off of what, you know, normally pay for
this stuff.
So it's an additional 20% on certain wines. You know what, Mark, let me real quick share a testimonial. I don't think we've done this yet because we knew some of our listeners were placing these orders. In fact, they've had a great response from Free Talk Live listeners.
Yeah.
James from New Hampshire writes this on his Facebook page. Just got our box of Cameron Hughes wine and trying it out tonight. Incredible. Really neat product. They buy up the overstock super expensive lots in California, resell them at Yellowtail prices on their own label. Cheers to Free Talk Live for making me aware of it. And then he promotes our coupon code FTL. So
thanks, James.
He says he's loving it. One of his friends commented asking about it, and he further says, we got all of the reds under $20 and have only tried the Lodi red blend so far, but it is good. And as of when he wrote this, which was March 24th, so I can't say for sure this. It's still the same price. But he said at that time it was $10 a bottle.
Wow.
For this red wine that he tried from Cameron Hughes Wine. So chwine.com, code FTL. Let's jump to into your calls and thoughts here. Gene is in Troy, Michigan, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Gene.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, listen, hey. I just would like you to check the assumptions, because just because a photographer or a cake decorator wouldn't want to, you know, participate in a gay wedding doesn't mean they're bigots or that they don't like gays. I would bet 99% of them would be more than happy to participate in a homosexual's birthday party or graduation event, a cake or photography. But we're talking about an event, a wedding that they feel is sinful. I mean, but these are the same people that probably would have.
How's that different from not liking what they would be involved in?
Well, it's not that they don't like the person. They're just saying that, look, I can't participate in this. It's like, you know, it's not the same analogy, but it's sin to the Christian. So it would be like, you know, we're having a celebration on over this adultery.
How can loving someone be sinful?
Well, I can see the point he's making, but do you understand that I don't care? Like, if a cake maker is unwilling to come to my friend Derek's wedding because he thinks it's sinful, I just don't. I mean, they may be really great people, and I won't, you know, spit at them when they walk. Christian, yucky. Like, I wouldn't do that. But if you're going to call my good friend Derek J and his loving husband a bunch of, their marriage ceremony sinful, I'm probably not going to buy my cakes from you if there's somebody across town who makes as good of a cake.
Well, unless you should be free to do that.
Well, that's fine, but, you know, states like Oregon and Arizona are locking those people up and saying, you either bake that cake or you're going to jail or we're going to take your company.
Agreed. And we're standing here, if you've been listening for any period of time, we've been saying that you have the right.
Yeah,
we believe
that.
You have the right. Now stand up for your right to degrade my good friend's most special day.
I don't know that it's degrading. The person probably could like the person. They may like the person. To say that they don't like the person.
This is the love the sinner, hate the sin nonsense.
It's just not true, though. So, I mean, I raised my son in a certain way. If you decide to call it sinful, it's degrading to my family.
Well, they can still like the person. They're just flat out.
They can. I'm not claiming they can. But they have degrading beliefs.
It's that hostility that is, you know, causing Christians to, in other countries, they're going to jail for a pastor preaching on certain verses. I mean, it's this rhetoric.
Well,
that
I'm not responsible for that. Okay, so if you choose whatever your speech is, look, people who believe in liberty are going to jail all over the world too. I can't be inclusive for your ideas if your ideas degrade my life.
No, I'm just saying that don't jump to the assumption that they're bigots or that they don't like the person. They may like the person. How do you know they don't like the
Gene,
person?
Gene, how am I supposed to respond to a person who says, Derek, I like you, I just think you're a sinner, and you being gay is wrong? How am I supposed to respond to that?
Well, you think the whole concept of religion is silly, so what would you care?
Okay, yeah, that's pretty much how I feel. All right, so good. We're on the same page.
Well, I don't think the concept of religion is silly, and I like gay people, and my God is a loving God who loves everybody because,
and
to me...
True.
Yeah,
and
I think they're confused,
well, and
there would be no friends of mine.
It doesn't sound loving to me when you say, oh, Derek, I like you personally, but you're going to hell. You're going to burn forever in a horrible, horrible place because you do something with your life that that this old book, my interpretation of this old book, disagrees with.
Well, if that person also shows them love, helps them out, is kind to them, it just is that one thing. I'm sorry. I mean, I think that they can still
I don't think
be...
it's kind to tell someone they're going to go and burn in a fiery torment.
Now you found my bigotry, because I have I grew up in the church. I went to Christian schools. I've spent a lot of time with Christians in the first, 20 years of my life, and I didn't find them running around trying to help gay people. What I found was an exclusive group of Republicans who were upper middle class, who wanted nothing to do with helping the poor, wanted nothing to do with helping the prisoners, wanted nothing to do with helping classes that were outside. They didn't particularly like people of different ethnicities. Now, there are people out there whose Christianity shows itself in a different way, but what they're not running around trying to do is tell you how they're not going to make a cake. The Christianity I'm familiar with is an exclusive religion, meaning that it is a group of people who exclude a lot of other folks, and it has moved from the realm of a revolutionary thought process centered around peace and anti-government in 2,000 years ago to the status quo of scared white people huddling, trying to hold on to what they've got left.
Gotta protect their children from the gay.
Well, those aren't good Christians, so,
That's what I've seen most of my life.
Well, there's bad libertarians. Just because, you don't paint with a broad brush, I hope.
What kind of God... from your mind, creates gay people and then goes on to say that it's wrong, that it's a sin, and that which he created is going to burn in a fiery torment? What kind of loving God would do something like that?
Well, de Blasio's wife thought she was gay at one point, and now she says she's not, and there's plenty of people that...
Do you buy that one, Derek? So probably all gay people are just not gay, and they've just been making this mistake their whole lives, right? What's the point of bringing up that example? That's the point you're making, right?
Well, just saying that maybe he didn't create them gay.
So, Derek J., this has all just been a
it's in my
lifetime
head.
Choice that you've been making ever since you were a little boy, right?
Yeah, somehow my parents raised two straight children, but then messed up. And
you chose to be. I didn't tell you this. God created me a fornicator. Okay, I'm going to go down right here and say that God made me to want to have sex with a bunch of women because He didn't make me to want to have sex with just one. So if God can make me a fornicator, He can sure make Derek J. a sodomite.
Didn't God create gayness? I mean, did
answer?
Okay.
They're sinners. I mean, people are sinners unless they have the, unless...
I'm not a sinner. I'm going right down here. I am not a sinner. God made me perfect, whole, and complete. He might have made you broken and messed up, but He didn't make me that way.
Thanks, Gene, for your call tonight. Keep the love flowing there, buddy. 855-450-FREE. Real Jesus-like, those Christians.
Well, I don't want to go... I'm not prepared to do that. Look, it's a long road from the damage that's done to you from the very early... Assigned. You're taken to church at the youngest possible age.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom.